106.5 Mountain FM with Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. A lot of people talk about the way Banff is laid out compared to the way Kenmore is laid out. Banff is very much more centralized in a lot of ways, but there's kind of an odd little area. That's the industrial compound, which is very much separate from the town. A lot of people live in the town of Banff, work in the industrial compound. To get to the compound, you got to cross some train tracks, which is kind of illegal, actually.
The tracks are also very kind of rickety, I find there. Yeah. It's like you're going back in time. I found in the last several years, the industrial area is growing with a little bit of vibrancy.
Mm-hmm.
Some food establishments, the coffee roasters. There's a lot of energy happening down there, and our communities want to be pedestrian friendly, bike friendly. And in the, I think, Trails Master Plan, it's looking at a crossing there for pedestrians.
Right, which would be useful because people cross there and they don't want to get ticketed anymore, nor do they want to have to go all the way around.
Part of the issue is that I think an at-grade crossing, like we have here in Canmore behind Sobeys, which is a great example of the municipality and CP Rail working together to address an issue because everyone was crossing there anyways.
Yeah, so it's a similar issue to what we faced in Canmore a few years back then.
Yeah, in this situation, because it's not so much in a developed area with lots of people, CP doesn't agree with an at-grade crossing.
And at-grade is right on level with the lights and the dingers and stuff like that, yeah.
So the town of Banff is looking at a overpass. I think this is a little pie in the sky. They want CP to build it, and CP just does what they want.
Right.
So they're not, if it's not really a problem, I don't see them building it. But especially with what we have with the Legacy Trail, I think the more we can connect every parts of our community with each other on trails, we have an alternative way to get about on bikes as pedestrians on foot and get ourselves out of our vehicles. That's kind of the direction that all our communities are going in.
A pedestrian overpass doesn't sound particularly inexpensive.
No, I doubt it is. I think when they were looking at an overpass on the highway here in Canmore, we were talking like 2.5 million.
I think in the paper, in the Outlook this week, it's about $2 million-ish. I mean, that's money's got to come from somewhere, right?
And that's just it. This is just an idea. You know, we have a lot of ideas of projects that would be great for both our communities, but we can't afford them all.